Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Peter, thank you for joining us here on Damon and Ratto. How you doing?
Hey, everything is going well. It's a pleasure to be on your 4 millionth show.
Thank you.
And I saw that today on Twitter, your 4 millionth show. That means you're 496 years old.
Did I write 4 million or 4,000? Because the real number is 4,000. Did I get that wrong? I like to exaggerate a little.
No, I'm making it up because I wanted to start it off in a light way. And I'll tell you, I am right now in Berkeley, California.
Hey!
Yeah, I'm taking a couple days off. I was on the road for 2 weeks and then taking a couple days off. And then tomorrow I'm going to Denver. And then my last 10 days on my annual tour commences tomorrow. And then I'll be out west. I'm going to see the Niners on Sunday. Looking forward to that. And blah, blah, blah. So all is good.
But you're like a National League West trip. You're going to spend a little time in the Bay Area. Then you're going to go to Colorado. Then you're going to come back to the Bay Area. My goodness.
Yeah, it's a weird trip. You know, on the western part of the trip, the eastern and Midwest, you can just get in a car and sort of do this rubric where you get everybody's practice schedule and then you figure out, you know, driving where you're going to go and how exactly you're going to do it. But in the West, you're basically on planes. So it doesn't really matter all that much. Like, I'm going from Denver to Houston to see the Saints and the Texans on Saturday night. And then I'm going to get up Sunday morning and go to the Niners. They have a late morning practice. But it's all... none of it really matters. You're on a plane, you're going to do stuff, and you have to make everything fit. So sometimes the geography looks insane, but you just have to make everything fit.
Well, we're very happy that you fit us back in your schedule. We really look forward to our conversations with you each and every week. And by we looking forward to it, of course, I'm not speaking for Ray, Peter.
Well, Ray is not looking forward to anything other than swearing, from what I heard.
Listen, you son of a...
that I do it.
So what do you get to see in the early part of August that lingers with you? Or are you just taking, you know, like a momentary temperature of the team you see and then get rid of it and then reevaluate as camp goes on?
Let me give you two examples of why this is easily my favorite time of the year. So last Monday, this would have been 9 days or 8 days ago, whatever, 9 days ago, I was leaving the Cincinnati Bengals training camp in downtown Cincinnati. My crew of two people from NBC, one producer, one videographer, was in a car outside, like an SUV, and we were going to the next stop. We were actually going to Nashville. So we were going to get going. And on the way out, I just looked back and there was one person on the field, Jamar Chase. And Jamar Chase was there for a good 20 minutes. I bet it was 30 or 35. After everyone left, there was not a soul on the field. If you look at my column on Monday, Football Morning in America, you'll see a little video I took on my iPhone, which shows you exactly what it looked like on the field, where he's the only player in this mass expanse of green, and all you saw was him. And he's there doing balls on the jugs machine. It is all about trying to be great for him. And that's something I don't even know. I spent 10 or 15 minutes with him at lunchtime because I had never met him, and I told the PR person, I really would like to get to know this guy a little. So anyway, and so that was something that really stuck out to me, Ja'Marr Chase and how he wants to be the best and is putting in the time to be the best. The other thing, 2 days ago, I was in St. Joseph, Missouri at Kansas City training camp, and my whole thought was, okay, what are they doing without Tyreek Hill? So I charted probably 50 of the 50 plays that I judged that Mahomes was on the field with the first offense. I tried to draw as many as I could about who was where in the formation, who was going to be Tyreek Hill. And the answer is that there isn't going to be one Tyreek Hill. Sometimes it might be Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Sometimes it might actually be Sky Moore, a rookie from Western Michigan, who's really had a good camp so far. Sometimes it might be Juju Smith-Schuster, who played almost exclusively in the slot with the Steelers, but he was playing a lot outside as an outside receiver. And so, you know, now I have a mental picture that Andy Reid is going to have all of his guys play all over the formation, including Travis Kelce. So those are the kind of things I try to see when I go out to different camps, and why I think it is a real fruitful time of year for me.
The one and only Peter King here on 95.7 The Game. So I know you're going to get down to Levi's Stadium and start watching the 49ers in person this weekend. When you do go down there, besides Trey Lance, obviously so much attention goes to the quarterback. What other stories are you really going to be hopping on and pursuing? To me, the whole Brandon Ayuk metamorphosis might be the most interesting thing happening in Santa Clara.
Well, he's an interesting person to me. He's a very interesting person to me because, you know, he sort of defines the up and down nature of what happens to some rookies and some young players in the league. The same thing, I'd be really curious to see where, you know, whether the, you know, the Mike McDaniel iteration of Deebo Samuel is going to continue. I'm assuming it will, but I don't know. And you know, I mean, I've heard a lot of really good things about what is already a superb defensive front anyway. So I'll be watching that. And quite honestly, I mean, I'll watch, you know, I said this the other day to Matt LaFleur with the Packers. One of the problems with trying to see, you know, 18 or 20 teams in training camp is that you're basically watching one practice. So I get a Polaroid picture of these teams. But the guy who I'm going to be spending the vast majority of my time watching is Trey Lance. And, you know, hopefully it'll be a day when he's throwing the ball a lot. And hopefully it'll be a day when, you know, he's facing the number one defense, you know, and having to cope with them trying to win. And so, and that's, I think, probably, and we'll see what happens, but that's probably what I'm going to be most focused on.
Do you think the Trey Lance era begins with the playoff appearance? It you know, guard to guard feels a little unsettled right now for the 49ers, but there's probably more talent on this roster right now than maybe any year Jimmy was the starting quarterback. How imperative do you think it is, Trey, whether he play, you know, with gaudy numbers or not, reach the postseason in his first year as the starter?
I think the biggest issue right now is that you saw last year that they got within a few plays of the Super Bowl playing very conservatively for the most part on offense. And that's probably the wrong word to use, but because it's not conservative to take your best offensive weapon and have them play part-time in the backfield, too. So it's not necessarily a conservative game plan. It's just that
you're a run-first football team.
You're not taking an immense amount of chances. And so, but look, they went into Green Bay and won that game with a pretty safe game plan and winning on special teams. I mean, the San Francisco 49ers caused the Green Bay Packers to go out and spend $2 million a year, the highest figure in NFL history, highest annual salary in NFL history, for a special teams coach. And obviously everybody knows him because he was he did such a good job with the Raiders last year, but that was the 49ers doing, And so I think the way I look at this is that he really has to play his role. And I've written this a few times, but here's a guy who since his senior year in high school as a quarterback on all levels, has thrown whatever the number is. I think it's 398 passes. But I mean, because obviously he had a short career, and because of the COVID year, he didn't play very much at North Dakota State. A lot of teams fell in love with him, not just the Niners, but, teams fell in love with him. So he went very high in the draft and then played only, sparingly as a rookie last year. So this is the thing that I know this is an unsatisfactory answer, because everybody is going to judge him against their, whether they can be a playoff team in year one. Everybody is going to judge him against the best quarterbacks in football. And again, I'm not trying to create an alibi for him before a single snap is played, but I think it's kind of unrealistic to think that he's going to be great in September, or even think that he could be great in September. I think it'd be an upset if he is really, really good in the first half of this season. And Kyle Shanahan just has to, and he will do this. He's just got to stay the course, and he's going to have to take whatever slings and arrows come from people who say, what in the world are we doing? Let's at least get Garoppolo back in there. And I take Kyle Shanahan at his word. He's going to take, some tough times with Trey Lance, and he's the guy right now. Now, if it's an abject disaster, obviously you've got to think about making a change. But I think the 49ers are going to have a very long leash with Trey Lance.
Well, then let me ask your opinion on how long that leash is going to be. And I'm going to do it very unfairly by saying, well, how many bad games in a row can he play before Kyle Shanahan starts to get itchy? Because my sense is it's going to take almost a full season of that.
I would agree, but I don't think you can say, in part because we are not going to be in there. We're not going to be in the meetings. We're not going to be watching the film. If he makes over and over again, makes fatal mistakes that an NFL quarterback shouldn't be making, I doubt this will happen. But if he does that, Kyle Shanahan is going to have to do it just for the good of the team. You can't just say, hey, we're investing all this time in this kid, and we don't care whether we win or lose. This is a year that we are giving him to be good. Look, Kyle Shanahan is an extremely smart coach. He knows how to hide deficiencies on his roster, including how to hide deficiencies at the quarterback position. I think the second part of your question really needs to be, and I believe it's most likely that Jimmy Garoppolo is not there. But what if he is there? What if Jimmy Garoppolo is on the roster and they have him to turn to if things get really, really bad? Now, maybe they have already made a side deal with Garoppolo. And maybe they've already said, don't worry, by Labor Day weekend, you'll be somewhere else. Or you'll be released. I don't know. None of it. We don't know. At least I don't know. Maybe somebody else knows. But my feeling is right now, it's different if you got Jimmy Garoppolo healthy on the roster and with his head on straight, which it would be because he's a good person and he understands that this is a totally unique situation. But it's one thing if you've got him to turn to, or if he's not there, I think Shanahan would have a different decision.
It'll be fascinating to see if they actually got the guts to cut him or if hell came high water and there was no trade, that they'd actually carry him on the roster. We will find out, I guess, together. And we look forward to your observations when you get out of actually seeing the 49ers. Since we're in the just speculative portion here, and we got to move to the lightning round, Peter, because I know we don't have you for too much longer.
I'm ready.
Do you think that the change at coach and the addition of Davante Adams is going to be enough for the Raiders to overcome what I think on paper might be the best division in all of football? I could see the Raiders have an excellent year and still finish fourth in their own division.
I could see either the Raiders or the Chargers or Denver finish fourth in the division, even though I picked the Chargers to win the division. I think the only team that I'm positive is going to make the playoffs in the division is Kansas City. I think when push comes to shove, I just trust the coach and the quarterback and Travis Kelce a lot. And I think their defense is going to be good enough. But I think the Raiders are going to be improved to much improved. And again, you know, we talked about Rich Bisaccia. You know, he's gone and now he's in Green Bay. But I think my time in Las Vegas, let me tell you something. Derek Carr really likes Josh McDaniels. He likes his offense. He likes how he's communicating. And he likes how he is going to be treated as a coach on the field, which McDaniels truly is going to do. And, you know, look, we talk about Davante Adams, which totally rightfully so. This is going to sound sacrilegious, but I think that Hunter Renfrow is going to be 95% as important as Davante Adams in this offense this year. The new coaching staff absolutely loves Hunter Renfrow. So I think that's going to be a loaded team, and it's going to be fun to watch. That's going to be a great division.
Let me ask about the 900-ton elephant in the room, which is in Cleveland. The Browns today announced that they intend to start Deshaun Watson in their Friday exhibition game. Is that Jimmy Haslam basically playing chicken with Roger Goodell, or are they operating sort of as though, you know, this thing could be so prolonged that maybe Deshaun Watson gets to play at the start of the season because this could end up in court and punishment may not be for a long time?
I'd be surprised if Deshaun Watson under any circumstances is allowed to play at the start of the season. But Ray, there's a very simple reason why Deshaun Watson is playing this weekend. He has not played in a football game now for a year and two-thirds, period. He's with a new team, with new players, and he's had the craziest last year and a half of any player in recent NFL history. Crazy in a bad way. So it is incumbent on Kevin Stefanski, it's incumbent on this organization to get, whenever he does play, to get him as many reps as possible with the first unit of this team. So that, I mean, just imagine this. Imagine if he is suspended, if the suspension gets increased to 10 games, okay, it will then be 99 weeks since he has played in a real football game. He will be with a new team, with new guys, new receivers who he's barely used to, and he'll be trying to hit the ground running the Sunday after Thanksgiving, after not having played in a football game that counted for 99 weeks. It's why in my column this week, I quoted, a prominent offensive voice in the NFL is saying, everybody's taken for granted that he's going to be Deshaun Watson when he comes back. I'm not so sure. I mean, first of all, his long gap between playing, adjusting to a new team, it's just, I don't know that we're going to see the real Deshaun Watson till opening day 23.
Peter King with us here on 95.7 The Game. How angry do you think the NFL was at Sue Robinson's decision to suspend him only 6 games? It feel like she absolutely fumbled the result that the NFL really wanted.
I mean, I think there were people in the NFL who were very frustrated by it because, look, Sue L. Robinson works for both sides. So she's got to hear the player's side. She's got to hear the owner, the league side. So, that's what she decided. I think the thing that really frustrated people in the NFL is when she called Deshaun Watson nonviolent sexual conduct. And I mean, of course, he's violence is the key word there. But I mean, what you read in the charges that she agreed with, by the way, in there, to focus on the word violence and to say that, well, it was nonviolent. I mean, I don't know. Some of the things he's accused of doing is just really, really beyond the pale and very objectionable. And so I think that frustrated people in the NFL. And the other thing that frustrated people in the NFL clearly is not only was the time not very much, but I also think not giving him a financial sanction. I mean, look, right now, if he doesn't get a financial sanction as part of this deal, he will earn 99% of his compensation this year. It's crazy. It is absolutely crazy. And so, to me, not only does the NFL really want to see the suspension increase, but I think they also want to see a very significant fine.
As a sidelight, how angry is the NFL with Jimmy Haslam? And is there a point at which they could punish him either directly or indirectly for letting the guaranteed contract cat out of the bag?
It's not a punishment. People in the NFL, I wrote it in the spring and before the league meetings, that there are people in the NFL angry at Jimmy Haslam. But it's not one of those things that the NFL can say, oh, we're gonna fine you for this. He didn't do anything wrong. I mean, okay, you can criticize what he did, but it's not illegal to give a player a guaranteed contract at all. So that's not finable. That's not actionable. It's just basically, it's just something that they believe, a lot of people in the league believe, was way, way over the top, and that was not necessary to sign a guy after you've traded for him. It was not necessary to even do that, really, to do it to that level. I just think there was a lot of confusion on the part of the league for something that I don't believe anybody thought was absolutely necessary. Because look, Deshaun Watson got thrown a life raft by the Cleveland Browns. He was going to have new life in the NFL. And to me, I think it's more what in the world are you doing, not what you're doing is illegal.
When we talk to you next, Peter, we're looking forward to what you come away with, any impressions from down at Levi's Stadium. We will ask you how dinner went tonight in Berkeley. Hopefully you have a nice one planned. We're not going to ask you to divulge your location at this time. The paparazzi around here would probably chase you all over the place, and we wouldn't want that to happen. But I do.
It's at my daughter's house. She lives out here, and so she's we're gonna have a nice little plate of pasta and just hang out with the kids. So it'll be cool.
Enjoy, Monge. Have a good time, yeah. And it's great to have you here in the Bay Area. We even dialed up the nice weather for you. So enjoy your time, Peter, and we're looking forward already to another season of conversations with you. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.